This is the third week in a row without me saying what's new, Nate, which is like freaking me out a little bit. I'm like, what is happening? But you guys did get to hear from Nate, Emily, and the gang last week, and we've got another great episode for you today. We are revisiting our very first episode, Things Fishermen Like, and we're doing a redo. We talk about that on the episode, how to say that. We wanted to take a couple weeks off to really focus on the show and come back ready to hit it hard. So thanks for bearing with us and hanging in there. Hopefully you guys are enjoying these episodes as much as we are, because we had a lot of fun recording them and actually having a lot of fun listening to them, editing them, and everything else. So y'all stay woke and enjoy Things Fishermen Like Part 2. All right, here's what we did. We decided we wanted to go back to our very first episode and do a redux. Is that right? A redux or a redo?
I believe the French call it a redo.
Is that what they say? Do they snot into the microphone like that when they do it?
A redo.
A redux.
Sacré bleu.
I have missed one. So our very first episode we ever did was Things Fishermen Love, in the spirit of great websites such as Things White People Love, Things Christians Love. We decided to do Things Fishermen Love. And so we've got some friends here. Of course, we've got Nate and Gilmer.
You know me as Emily Thompson.
Or Gilly or Gilmer. We've got Kaylee.
What up?
We've got Matt.
Hey.
Nate's siblings are in the room. And I'm just take us through real quick, because I listened to the first episode ever today. Which, wow. Were we terrible? Did you listen to it?
Bro, it was bad, man. Yeah, I did listen to it. And it was like, we were like throwing it to each other and being like, thanks, Travis.
Did we really?
Blah, 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 blah.
Can you put a clip of that in here right here?
I'm not putting a clip of that in here because it's so bad and because the sound quality was so bad. Because if you remember, we shared a microphone.
We did.
We had one microphone and we spun it back and forth or talked it up. Like, it was like we were making out almost. Like we were talking on other opposite sides of the microphone. It was weirdo.
That's awful.
I didn't like those memories that came flooding back.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to listen to it, you can go back to episode number one and
but
listen
don't.
To it.
But don't.
I would highly advise against it.
Was it just you and Nate on those episodes?
No, you were in the episode.
I was?
Because we did not have, for a little while there, if you remember, we did a two-minute Will segment where my son, Will, would come on and say, it's time for the, do it, Kaylee. You do it better than I do.
What?
Do the two-minute Will voice.
It's time for the two-minute Will.
But now he sounds like me. It's time for the two-minute Will. It's not adorable. Even though it's I am somewhat adorable.
It's adorable.
So anyway, that was the first episode and we did not have a 2-minute Will figured out yet. So it's kind of like the pilot episode when you name the daughter differently or you have a different office building or
the
something.
The daughter's a different actor that comes in. Yeah.
It's like Coy and Vance on the Dukes of Hazzard. So what happened was Emily came in at the end and asked us 2-minute Will questions. Do you remember this?
I remember. Yep.
Do you remember the first question she asked us?
What's the last movie we watched?
What was the last movie you watched? Yeah. Do you know what you picked?
Oh, my God.
I know what you picked.
Yeah, I just listened to it like 15 minutes ago.
You picked Dunkirk, and I picked a few good
Because I had just seen it in theaters at that time.
Wow.
And I still haven't seen Dunkirk.
I still haven't seen either of those. It's so good.
So I'm going to go through Things Fishermen Love. These are the things we picked the first time out, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on these, but I just figured some of them bared mentioning again because that episode was before its time. I think if we'd have done that episode later with those same things, it would have been better.
Yeah.
Once we got our feet.
We were ahead of the time, so yeah, we were ahead of the curve on that one.
One of the first things we said was overpriced technical clothes. We made quite a bit of fun of Columbia Sportswear and or Bells in that episode. Facebook groups. We talked at length about Facebook groups, Salt Strong, Boca Coast, Snook Club, all the Tampa Bay Fishing Club, like every geographic organization.
Everywhere that people like to argue on Facebook.
We talked about who's the best debates. Daiwa versus Shimano versus Florida Fishing Products. Mercury versus Yamaha versus Evinrude. I can't remember if we did any others there, but those are still going strong, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was the first time we brought up flat-billed hats.
Oh, gosh.
And
it's been a running theme.
And flat-billed hats.
Yeah. Yeah, and that one's still ongoing.
Your affinity for flat-billed hats. That was the first mention of Kenny Chesney on the show.
Wow, all That's in the first throwback. Episode?
All in the first episode. We covered a lot of ground.
Yep.
We talked quite a bit about paddle fishing being like vegans and CrossFitters, that they can't go 30 seconds without telling you that they like to kayak fish or that they like to paddleboard fish.
Right.
We didn't call fly fishermen out in that.
Oh, we did.
We definitely talked about fly fishermen.
And Nate, I want to know what a character arc was for you. Anti fly fishing on that first episode, and now he's changed to the villain. So again, it's like in the pilot.
Yeah, right.
You have these guys in a relationship, then you're like, oh, he would be a better villain, so you shifted.
So you miss him.
That's what we did with Nate.
Like fly fishing for years, though.
It's like the reverse of what they did with Andy in Parks and Rec, where he's a bad guy, and now he's a really good guy.
Then he becomes one of the good guys. But that's not what happened, because he's into
fly
fishing.
It's the opposite,
now.
Yeah.
Lying about spots, that was one of yours, Nate?
Yep.
Talking about boats, which neither one of us have budged an inch on.
No.
Oh my gosh. No.
In fact,
that's Kaylee's favorite thing about
you
guys.
That's my well.
We have
favorite is a harsh word.
We have on a number of times people have written in and asked us if we should do an episode all about boats, and I don't think we could do one in like 40 minutes.
That would take 3 hours.
For me and Nate, like the detail that we'd have to get into, we'd have to do one on like duck boats, one on like flats boats, one on like bay boats.
It's not even that. It's every time a boat passes by if you're on the water.
What do they say, Kaylee?
That's a 26-foot Pathfinder Tournament Edition with two power poles and blah, blah, blah. That's all you hear. T-top,
pretty
tower.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm. On the road, if you're driving.
Yes.
Oh, you got to speed up so you can see what
it
is.
If the boat.
Yes. You got to catch the boat. Or
if there's like a certain route that you normally take and there's a boat parked in someone's house and
that's
then it's
true.
Not there. Oh, my God. Do you think they sold that boat? Do you think they're fishing in that boat right
and
now?
And then it's like, let's guess how much it cost them to
I
buy
bet
the boat.
They made $25,000 on that boat. I'm going to go look on the boattrader.com and see what they sold it for.
It's exhausting.
Nate, is any of that they just described, it's all very accurate except the price because
I was
we are 1,000% accurate. We know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, and your point is, like what, I don't understand what the
These stories make me like us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Fly fishing I had, which we've talked about Nate's transformation. Have y'all seen his beard?
It's pretty nice.
It's straight up going full fly fisherman. like he's
mountain man.
He's
you know
Yeti?
What I like about it?
What?
Is if we have our hats, by the time he can model the hats with the beard.
Yes, that's true. And then he could shave and be like a normal person with the hat.
No, don't ever shave it.
I actually like it too. We talked about guessing the fish before it lands.
That's a big
one.
I
had that on my list for today because that... We have a specific story of Dad catching that jack and how many fish did Travis and Nathan go through.
We told that story,
didn't
we?
We told it on the
island
on
stories.
I had a client recently and this kid thought I was a wizard because I could tell him every fish as soon as he hooked it.
He thought you were
he
a
thought,
wizard,
he was
Harry?
Like, he was like, how do you know what I just caught? How do you know what it is before you can see it? And I was like, I have powers. He was like 12, so what did he know, you know?
Did you wave the Cookie Crisp wand
out? No, I did not wave the Cookie Crisp wand, but if I'd have had one, I would have. I was like, oh, that's a snapper. Oh, that's a snook. Oh, that's a ladyfish. He's like, how do you know that?
Years of guessing wrong.
Was he Kevin from The Office?
How do you know? I knew the numbers. The last one we just talked about that I have on my notes is girls in bikinis holding fish. That's a thing that fishermen love.
So stupid.
And it's evidence that fishermen still love it based on what we know about biology and based on the follower counts of those girls on Instagram.
What's the chances that girl
Absolutely.
Actually caught the fish?
Okay, that's a rabbit hole, I think. But I will indulge
Let's
it
go
a
down
bit.
It, Alice.
Yeah, because I feel like there are female anglers that wear a bikini and fish.
For sure.
I'm a fan of the bikini. Let's just be clear about this.
Okay,
because
that's a rare male opinion.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. I'm not anti-bikini.
I'm not
anti
either.
The faux-ness of, is that a word? Faux-ness?
Faucity?
Are you
the
talking
faucity?
About anything specific or the overall faux-ness?
No. You saw Gilly's hand gesture with that one.
Yeah. I'm talking about the faux-ness of, if we go fishing and you happen to catch a fish and you were wearing a bikini and I post it, that's great. But that's not like all my thread is. You know what I mean? Like that's not...
Yes.
Every time I post a picture of him, she's in a bikini holding a fish. Same with you. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It's just kind of...
Yeah, what does the aggregate look like? And then,
But there are folks out there that you can tell that that's kind of their game, is they're selling themselves in a bikini holding a fish. And yes, I have some skepticism about their prowess.
Okay.
And I've seen
their Instagram. They're Instagram fishing models, is what they are.
Right? Are they just doing it for the likes?
Yes.
Because I feel
and
like
the
that's
ads.
Well, yeah. And I don't want to steal for my later in the show, but yeah, they want like the what we call the sponsorship, which is pro staff, which means they get a discount off of lures or rods or something. But there's some girls out there, man, and you would know their names if I said them, that they've been on TV shows and you watch them catch their first redfish on TV or their first snook on TV. And it's like, I'm not begrudging people getting into it. You guys know I'm about that.
Yeah.
It's just odd where they enter into the.
Yeah. You're already famous and this is your first redfish.
Where you come into the process is odd to me. Like there's no dues being paid and
yeah,
I'm funny about
that. I get that.
Anyway. So that was a fun little trip down memory lane. It made me sad kind of to hear our old music. I kind of missed our old music.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that.
I don't remember it.
I don't
either. Can you whistle it?
No, I can't whistle anything. You know this about
me. It was like,
I don't remember that.
I remember it now.
It was the music until like 2 months ago. Like it was the music for most of our episodes.
I know. I just got replaced in my mind.
So, in keeping with that theme, we decided to bring some people in, and I've got a couple new ones. Nate and Kaylee have, and Matt have a couple new ones, and Gilly's here to add color commentary as it comes to her mind, which
also known as I did not prepare for this episode.
Should terrify all of us that she's going in cold on this.
If you're familiar with Emily's draft picks, then.
Yeah. So.
Classics.
With that said, Matt, what do you got? What's a thing that fishermen love?
So a thing fishermen love is they love to dress every day as if a fish could, like a fishing trip could break out at any moment. Like, I'm walking around in Walmart. Yes. I'm at a graduation party. This is the season for it.
Weddings, funerals,
church.
Truth.
At lunch, and this guy's got Salt Life t-shirt on, hat. He's got board shorts on and flip-flops. Like, he's if you walked up to him and said, hey, let's go fishing, he's ready. He doesn't have to do anything.
That's so true. Or the button-down with the breathable Columbia flap.
That's like wedding attire, right?
That's like fancy. Yeah, that's when they're dressing up.
Listen, I went to a memorial service super recently. Dress code.
That was
everyone
the dress
was
code.
Columbia button down.
The Columbia button down and shorts and flip flops.
Yep. Hats.
Yeah, of course.
Hats were not optional.
No,
they were required.
Classic Ray-Bans also.
It's like if you've ever been to Colorado or even like the Pacific Northwest, people dress like a hike could break out at any moment. They got like the puffy vests.
Like you never know when a lumberjack emergency might strike.
Yeah.
That's good. That's excellent.
No, that's excellent. All right, Kaylee, what do you got?
Okay, so I'm drawing all of these from my own experience in the fishermen in my life.
Reed, Nathan, and your father.
And you.
And Matt.
And you.
Maybe
ish.
Me. We'll see what it is.
So telling you exactly where to cast every freaking time you cast.
Yes.
And then if you don't land it in the exact spot that apparently there's a fish right there, because if you don't land it there, they're like, ugh. You tried, but give me the pole. Let me do it.
Yeah, let me cast for you.
I'm sorry. I've been casting since I was like 5 years old. I think I got this.
That is like, that annoys me.
And don't hit the mangrove. And it's like, okay.
And it's always at spots that we fish every time we go down there.
It's not a secret
anymore.
When we go to Little Gasparilla, we fish at the same five spots every day. And
we
know where to cast.
Kaylee, you fish 1 week a year.
Yeah,
like
let's
be honest. Yeah. There's 6 days of the... No, you do a couple of other trips, but for the most part, you fish... Maybe 10 times a year.
Yeah.
You know those spots that you're going to end up
in. Yeah, I got the spots, yeah. But thanks for letting me know exactly.
I feel like that's
directed
at you.
And Dad.
His dad, too.
I would know nothing about any of that. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Every time I get a pole, they're like, okay, just cast it right there. I'm like, I got it. I'm familiar. Thanks.
All right, you want to go next?
Sure, I'll go next. Fishermen love talking about /complaining about/arguing about/posting about water quality spraying and how it has ruined fishing for the rest of their lives. Like they're going to stop fishing because Applied Aquatic
they're going to move.
Cut that. Because a spray company is on the lake spraying and all of a sudden there are no snook or redfish left.
Yes.
Dude, a week ago when you started that response,
that's like a Florida Sportsman article title.
I saw that fight break out on Facebook.
They're going to move. They're moving from Florida. That's what they say.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm done with Florida. I can't be here anymore.
Bye. Yeah,
good. That'll fix the water quality issue.
Oh, you've got one?
I do.
Go. She's coming in. Hold on. Emily's got the heat.
She's coming in.
Hold on. I got the heat. Fishermen love magazines about fishing by the toilet, and they're always like 15 years old.
Accurate.
Oh, that's, yeah. My dad still has magazines from like 1989.
I distinctly remember one time I was like 15 years old and my mom was just done with the magazines. And so I had to carry them all out of the house. And it probably took 5 trash bags, like the big yard trash bags. And they were the heaviest things because magazines are heavy once you get a bunch of them together. That was a traumatic experience for me.
We talked about this back when we did the magazines episode. I forget, it was like 81, 82, somewhere in there. But magazines were the internet before the internet. So, like, for men of a certain age, that's what you needed before you had a phone. Like, yes. Now you have your phone with you all the
time.
But
here's the thing about the magazines in the bathroom. Is this the same magazine that was there 15 years ago, Grandpa, when I came to visit you? And why don't you change it? Is it comfort? Do you need to be comforted while you're sitting there for 3 hours? I don't know.
After 3 hours.
It's just a long time. And I feel like there's a spray that happens when you flush. And your magazine is getting disgusting.
Okay, can I just say this? I don't know where these magazines are. Like, I don't know anyone that has the magazines.
Your dad.
No.
We definitely used to in our old house.
Not in the bathroom.
There was a stack of magazines next to the toilet.
There
was
a stack of magazines next to the toilet.
It was a thing.
Wow. Southern Living and Field and Stream and, like, it was a wide variety.
It's weirdly comforting, though. To have them.
That's a good one.
It's like a blankie.
It's like reading
bathroom.
The shampoo bottle over and over and over again. Yes. Gotta do something. Otherwise, it's just wasted time, people.
All right. What do you got, Matt?
All right. So my next one is, it's two, but it's really one thing. It goes along with the unnecessary instructions, and it's either keep your rod tip up or keep your line tight. If I've heard that once, I've heard it a million times. The fishermen love to say it to each other.
Do you know when they say it to you, though?
Always.
When your rod tip is down or your line
not
is in
necessarily.
Tight.
No, that's
you would
not
be surprised.
It.
Yes.
How
Nate?
Many times
Nate,
my line has
this.
Been tighter
Absolutely.
Than and
Yeah. I was so excited to see where that was gonna go.
Thank you for editing that for the little ears that may have been listening.
That was a self edit in real
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you only say that if you're letting your rod tip down. Like, okay. You're fighting a fish, you're getting low in the rod, you gotta get your rod tip up.
You know the times though when you're like you land a snook and it goes underneath the boat, so you kind of have to put your rod tip down. Nathan will take that time to be like, keep your rod tip up. How
yeah,
am I supposed to keep my rod
losing
tip
to
up?
The
no,
snook.
No, 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 no. Now, whenever a fish goes under the boat, I'm always like, follow the fish. Put your rod tip in the water. I always
I'm siding with my man Nate on this
I'm
one.
I'm going to record.
Thank you.
I'm siding with Nate on this one. I'm sorry. Okay. It may bother you to have those commands yelled at you.
I don't like telling me what to do.
Really?
Everyone knows this.
That's a surprise. All right, what do you got? You have another one?
Oh, yes. What are those mask things that people wear, that fishermen wear? You know what I'm talking about, where you can only see their eyes?
A buff?
Yeah, what is that about?
It's
is that
sun protection.
Protection?
You're fair-skinned. You should have a buff.
Yeah, why does it need to look like a redfish?
Why does it look like you're robbing?
Why don't they make them look like Darth Vader? Is really the question.
Or a stormtrooper.
Have you not seen the ones that look like a clown face and stuff?
Ew, that's not good.
No,
that's
creepy.
Too scary.
But people love those things.
They do love them. I don't understand the... I
get the sun protection thing, but I don't know. They
do
just
you love cancer?
Freak me out.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Too far.
I'm fair skinned, but I just put sunscreen on and wear a hat.
Okay. I think for guys that are on the water day after day after day, like, that's about the only option you have is some kind of face protector.
I don't know. They just kind of freak me out sometimes.
But I agree with you on the decor.
Yeah.
I agree with you on the decor.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of all the craziness, but okay. So this is one of mine. I was letting y'all kind of go around. One of mine is new stuff, gimmicks. Fishermen are the worst suckers in the world for
That's
any
kind
of gimmick.
That's not a good category for this. You just took a swath of like everything we could talk about.
I did.
New stuff.
I did. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Tomorrow, someone could come out with I don't even know the example, colors that are related to fruit. That are lure colors. Like, here's tangerine, orange,
here's
top water bait.
Flavored.
Yes. They could come out with that tomorrow and fishermen would flock to them and say, oh, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. They could coordinate it to the Crayola color box and people would think, oh my God, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like, fishermen are suckers for gimmicks.
It's like hunters for the word tactical.
Yes. So to Kaylee's point, okay, I'm a fan of the buff.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that's what it was called.
If you had a white buff and a black buff, you pretty much have covered the gamut, right? Like, that's all you really need. Yeah. But now people have got to make them look like redfish scales, and they got to make them look like mahi, and they got to make them look like snook, and they got to make them look like tarpon, and then they got
to
make them look like
water
camouflage and dark camouflage and light camouflage and white camouflage. And it's just like we're suckers for that.
I reject this pick.
To catch the fish, you have to become the
fish. I reject it.
Last year at ICAST, what did I talk about when I got back? I was like, oh, did you see this coffee cup that, like, you press a battery button and it heats up your coffee? That was the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I was like, oh, did you see this camera that has, like, a Bluetooth connection so you can watch your boat from Uruguay? Oh, did you see this thing that's like a Bluetooth lock for your cooler that measures the temperature inside it? Oh, did you see that? It was all gadgets. That's all the stuff that fascinates us. Anyway.
Nate, help.
He agrees with me.
No, for the most part, I do. I do love a good gadget. Fishermen love cast nets.
Yes.
And catching bait and posting Instagram videos and then pulling a net full of bait over the board.
Oh, yeah.
Why do they love get that pancake so much? Is it because they're secretly hunters?
Emily's going to answer this for me.
Oh,
like,
sorry.
No, you know. Go ahead. Do I prefer to catch bait or catch
fish? Oh, my God. Travis would just catch bait all
What
day.
Is up with that? They have too. To wake up at like the butt too. Crack of dawn.
He's like, I'm going to go out by myself and catch bait for hours.
Yes.
Okay, baby.
Yeah, like I'm about to declare war with a parchment. And a
That's how I picture you saying it with your quill? Chest puffed out and your hand on your hip like a superhero.
Forsooth.
I haven't got bait in a fortnight.
I declare.
Oh my god. It's so true. And I
just like doing it. Like I'll turn it loose at some point. I just want to inconvenience it.
That you just have to prove to yourself over and over that you can do it.
Like at some point it's just like those mullet keep swimming by. I wonder how many I can net.
Oh my god. Sorry, Nate, we jumped in there.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Exactly, that's my accurate. Sentiments 100%.
I just wish you guys would go together and like take turns throwing the
we
net.
We do,
so
but we won't come
lives.
Back.
We do.
They will be gone all week
the
long.
The problem is if we go together, we can only fill up the three live wells in one boat. So we need both boats to go together.
Oh, my God.
So we can fill up all six live wells.
Is it my turn?
Yes. Did you get another one?
I got three.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
You know stuff that fishermen like is stickers on their car.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the stickers.
I hate stickers. Bumper stickers.
Me too.
Like, irrationally, I hate them.
I've got a Cast and Blast sticker for you.
They're so tacky. Yeah.
I'm never going to put it on my car.
We're putting it on his car right now.
Kaylee knows. Every time we're driving around, I'm like, I don't need to know that about you. Why are you telling me this on your bumper sticker?
Matt always says, I shouldn't know anything about you by looking at the back of your car.
You have a Cast and Blast sticker on your car.
Only because I had to. Because I'm a host. And we had to take a picture to sell them. Stupid stickers. It costs us more money anyways. Travis's truck is just covered in stickers. And people
stickers.
Know that it's him. And I hate that. I like to be incognito. Like, nobody knows it's me. I'll Same. Be rolling up anywhere I want. Nobody can identify me. Oh, man, no. Every
in
boat
your
ramp.
Station wagon?
Listen, that's a shaggin' wagon.
Hey-o.
Don't talk about my wagon.
All right, Matt, do you have another one?
Yeah, so mine kind of goes back to catching bait. And fishermen love drinking at otherwise unreasonable times of the day.
Oh.
Like when I'm down with my buddies at Little Gasparilla and we're out catching bait, we'll be 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning and we're going and somebody's cracking open a Bud Light or 100%. A Bush. Well, we always drink Bush Light because we're cheap. But it's just any time of the day, if you're on the water,
and there's
it
no
doesn't
shade
matter.
Thrown about that.
Not even
like,
a little
no
bit.
One. No one. Like your pastor
although,
would even look funny at you.
Right.
With that.
Although I did tell my mom and she went, you do not. And I was like, we do, but it's okay.
No, last time we were at the beach, which was a few weeks ago, it was like 11 o'clock and we're walking back from the beach. Matt's like, Kaylee, you know what sounds good right now? And I was like, yeah, a nice cold beer. And mom was like, no, it's too early. And we were like, nah.
I was like, we're at the beach. No. Doesn't matter. We're
what is vacation. The difference between a mimosa and a beer at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Nothing.
Zero things.
A beer has less alcohol.
True.
One's bougie, one ain't.
But yeah, if you're on the water, it doesn't matter what time it is.
All right, what do you got?
Naming their boats like silly names.
Okay, go.
Oh, I the only one I can think of right now, I cannot say on this podcast. But
does it have the term master in it?
No. No.
Does it have
the
word
hooker
always in
punny.
It?
No. It's always punny
C-square
or
hooker.
Like a C-square.
Yeah,
that was
Steve.
That was
my dad's
boat's name.
My dad's boat when he was the chairman of the deacons at the Baptist church was the C-square hooker.
No, it wasn't.
Like I
yes,
love
it was.
It absolutely was. It absolutely was.
Painted in huge. That was the brand.
I love my father-in-law.
He's the best.
He makes
great,
the
man.
Most inappropriate
do you,
jokes.
Do you
at
not
the
have
time.
Any boat names ready? Like the pole dancer?
I don't.
Shallow-minded.
Shallow-minded.
They're so
that was a good
like
one.
I love seeing them.
I had one
it's
of
like
those.
How did you come up with that? But then
you
I'm
did.
Like, why? What's yeah, the
point?
Because
it's funny.
One,
because you're talking
real
about
time,
it.
Two, yeah.
The job site. I'm on the job site. Can't come in today.
What was
the office?
The mistress. I don't know. There's a lot that you
getting
see.
Jiggy with it. No.
Oh no.
Okay. Nate, you got another one?
Yes, I do have another one.
What do you got? Are you using AOL? Like you got to dial up internet this thing?
Someone was on the phone, so we couldn't use the internet.
Fishermen love to blur the backgrounds on their pictures.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There are some famous fishermen that do that, and I'm like, that's amateur hour.
Oh, absolutely.
I understand how
yeah.
you're a famous fisherman and you got blurred backgrounds. Just take a different picture.
Why does it matter?
Way.
Are people really going to know? Unless
yes.
it's like,
sometimes.
Unless it's a
yes.
significant
yes.
background, like a bridge or a, but like a random mangrove, are you going
to
know?
Listen, I'm a better duck hunter than I am a fisherman. I'm not afraid to say that. I don't blur duck hunting picture backgrounds.
No.
I take pictures and I'll turn the people so that the background is
the water.
Indistinguishable.
Water. You have to be strategic about your
yeah, I just, photos. That's amateur hour. Be a grown up. Play the same table that everybody else is.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a little arrogant too. Like, ooh, this spot is so good.
Yeah.
That even.
Is it depending on the spot or is it depending on the fisherman?
Because
that's telling me it's depending on the spot.
That's what I'm hearing.
Calling you out right now. All right, Em. You got another one? You said you had more.
I do. I remember it. You know what fishermen like?
What?
Knives.
Yes.
Love
so
knives.
So many knives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have
yeah.
so many knives, and then you have a pocket knife, and then the next year you need the newer, better, more expensive $125 pocket knife.
True.
And then you need the fillet knife that has a replaceable blades. It's like the Dollar Shave Club for fillet knives.
Oh, they need
you?
To start that.
Whoa, okay.
Avalon needs to, yeah,
guys.
Why are we saying that on
Whoa.
The air?
Okay, stop right now.
Out.
Cut that out, and we're going to start
Yeah,
a business.
You cannot publish that because somebody's going to steal it from us.
How
do I
need to just do a subscription service for their blades?
You know
what would you call it?
I don't know.
The C-square hooker.
No, I'm seriously deleting all that out because that's such a great idea. We'll put that vacuum cleaner music over it or whatever it's called.
Elevator music.
Yeah, elevator music.
Vacuum
cleaner music.
It's called cleaning. Like the
he has vacuum on the mind because I made him vacuum before. He's
what?
He sucks.
What do you have? That's a good one, babe.
That's it for
knives
me.
Are big time.
They are big time.
No, what I was going to say is, but when you need a knife on the boat, are they anywhere to be found?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mine are in knife
I
holders.
Feel like
it's the pliers
road, it's
you
like,
can't
where's
find.
The knife?
No, it's
oh,
the pliers.
My
you
pliers
can't
are
find.
In plier holders.
Right. We always lose
our
pliers.
Our pliers
on the boat.
Are rusted together and stuck in a little holder. That's
they are
where
not
they belong.
Rusted together.
That's
you
where they belong.
Know.
Don't shake your head at me.
Do you have any more?
No.
Okay. I've got, you got one more?
I'm out.
You're out. Nate, do you have any more?
I got one more.
I got one more too. I'm going to go being pro staff.
Oh yeah.
I saw
if you're not pro staff, do you even fish, bro?
I saw a thread this week where a guy said, just became pro staff with company name redacted, trying to learn how to fish.
Oh,
that's
funny.
Can anyone provide me some pointers?
That's hilarious.
In the Pensacola area.
That's amazing.
And I was like, wow, that's a indicator of that company's screening process. We know that pro staff
yeah.
needs promotional, but geez, man. Like, I feel like they need to rethink that model a little bit.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Was that
yep.
person wearing a bikini?
No, it was a guy.
Just checking.
Was he wearing a bikini?
Yeah. Do you think that's why you got a pro staff deal? Maybe I need to change my wardrobe.
It's 2019, bro.
What do you got, Nate? Last one.
So my last one, I'm going to go... harken back to the first episode a little bit and talk about fish ID posts.
Oh, that's the yes. best.
Fishermen love fish ID posts, and they love answering correctly or what they think is correctly on a fish ID post or answering so incorrectly that they think they're funny.
Which it is funny, but then it's not funny because it's gone on so long. like 275 yeah. comments.
It's not funny.
It's not funny anymore.
Right. Yeah, it stops being funny.
Are the people that are posting them initially like really not sure what the fish is, or are they trying to be funny?
Sometimes. And then sometimes they are trying to be funny.
Like they're holding up a snook and they're like, what is the fish ID?
And this is a crossover right. with ducks, right? Like mm-hmm. we see this in the duck world.
Ducks
all
are
the
harder,
time.
Though,
ducks
I feel
are harder,
like.
Though.
Oh, absolutely.
No, they're not.
No.
There's a book. No. And you flip the book. It's the same with the fish thing. Buy the freaking book. Turn to the page and look at the picture.
Okay, but the differences between ducks and fish are more subtle, I feel like.
There's internet.
Yeah.
Right, I would think like, the internet has pictures.
A snook and a redfish look very different, so you know they're two different fish.
So does a mallard, greenhead mallard, and a redhead.
Not when they crossbreed, though. Like, they look like a weird...
Yes, but none of them are crossbred.
Tolkien character.
Not
yes,
to go into the waterfowl world, but no one kills a hybrid. Everyone thinks they killed hybrids. They didn't. There's been, like, three hybrids ever killed.
We just went way from fishing, way into hunting.
Nate, is that true, what he just said?
Newer scientific research suggests that that's true, yes.
Huh.
There's not nearly as many hybrids killed as people
Since
think there
when
are.
When do you start going to law school, bro?
Yeah, I like
Nate
you
is
that right down the middle.
What
yeah.
is the reason on?
Are you running for office or something?
But for the fish ID post, like people post a 7-inch mangrove snapper and they say, "I need a fish ID on this," and maybe they really don't know what it is.
People will say that's bigger than average.
Seven is that inches. What they would
yeah,
say?
That's.
Please keep no. it clean.
I was talking about the fish.
You're out of control. Can someone please stay woke us out of this segment?
Stay woke.
Oh my gosh. That was beautiful.